Hi, Daddy. I'm laying here in our bed. I have all the covers pulled up, and I'm on my pillows. And I don't get mad, but I stole your pillows too. And I have the ceiling fan on, and I was just laying here missing you. I know you had to get up early and go to work, and I'm about to do the same, but I was just thinking about my day and all the things I have to do, and I was thinking about that the first thing I have to do is take a shower. And I started thinking about what would happen if I was taking a shower when you were here. And I'm like sitting here thinking, I should call Daddy. I should call him and tell him this little fantasy that I'm having, because I know that he will like it. But I also know that you have a busy day, so I figured I'd just record you this voice note and then send it to you so you can listen when you have a chance. So, Daddy, imagine you're sitting in your favorite chair or the couch or your bed or wherever it is that you are comfortable as you listen to this. And imagine maybe, Daddy, that I'm kneeling between your legs, or maybe sitting on a stool so that I'm comfortable too. And just imagine, Daddy, that I'm resting my head on your thigh. Maybe my hand is just gently petting your other thigh. Or maybe, just maybe, I'm unbuttoning your pants just to let that cock breathe a little bit. And maybe, Daddy, as I rest my head on your thigh, maybe you're playing with my hair. And just imagine, Daddy, that I'm sitting there looking up into your eyes, and I'm telling you my biggest fantasy about you. Well, all of my fantasies are about you, if you haven't figured that out yet. Because, Daddy, you are my friend, my lover, and my greatest fantasy. And I love that I'm able to tell you all that I desire and that I want. So let me tell you about that shower. So if you didn't know, Daddy, I do have a thing for bathrooms. I spend a lot of time in there. It's not because I eat bad things. Oh, goodness. It's my place to, I don't know, I guess I love to go in there because it's my place where it's just me. Or if I'm really, really lucky, it's me and you. And I can just read a book if I want to. And I do, now that I have it on my Kindle, on my phone, I do read a book. Or I can scroll idly on Instagram. But I know you've caught me in there with my leg numb because I've been sitting there staring at my phone for a while. But this time, Daddy, I'm imagining if you were here and I had to get ready for work, what that would look like if you just so happened to join me in the shower. So I can imagine that I would get up because the alarm went off, and you might still be snoozing on your side of the bed, Although we have learned that all sides of the bed belongs to daddy. It's usually whatever side I'm on is your side of the bed. And if I go in there and I, you know, use the bathroom and then strip down. And right now, just so you have the visual, daddy, I'm wearing a pair of white cotton panties, which have, I guess they're little brown and black polka dots, very tiny on them. And I have my orange t-shirt, my sleep shirt on. No bra, obviously. And for full effect, I still have my hair sticking straight up on the top of my head in a ponytail. So I know I'm a sight, daddy. But I'm your sight. So I would imagine that I would go in there and turn the hot water on and let it run. Now, I'm one of those people who love a shower just because, I also like a bath, because I love the sensations. I'm a sensualist. So the more I can experience with my five senses, the better it is. So the feeling of that hot water, the smell of the soap or the shampoo, the feeling of the suds just sliding all over my body, or just the water just washing away all the stress, all the anxiety, all the things that have happened in the day. It's just a little safe space to get cleansed, both physically and emotionally and energetically. So I love a shower. Now, we won't talk about how I love to sing in the shower, because that's a different topic for a different day. Don't roll your eyes at me. But I imagine that I would step in and just let the water cleanse me, daddy. Just get my hair wet and my whole body wet. And then as I'm starting to hum some of my favorite songs and use my soap, my new soap that you got me too, which is, it's so soft on my skin. I love it. And it smells like lavender and dreams. I imagine that I might hear the door open behind me. And I wouldn't turn, daddy, because I know it's you. It's always you. Daddy, I would love, as I just stand there under the water, gripping my soap, if you would just come up behind me, daddy. Just place your hands right on my hips and just grip them lightly as you just pull me back against you. And daddy, I imagine that you slowly start to kiss my shoulder, just on the edge, and slowly start to kiss towards my neck. And daddy, if I'm lucky, you might just drag your tongue along my shoulder, licking all the droplets of water. Daddy, my mouth is watering just thinking about that. And I imagine that you would lick up my neck, and then maybe just open your mouth and lightly place your teeth on me, daddy. Not in a hard bite, but just enough for me to know that it's daddy and I belong to you. And daddy, you might bring your arm around me so that you have one around my waist as you pull me tightly back into you, daddy, and I can start to feel that hard cock, which just might already be ready for me, daddy. You might take your other hand and lightly cup my jaw, just letting a couple of your fingers rest on one side as you let your thumb graze the other. And you might whisper in my ear, "How's Daddy's girl doing today?" And Daddy, I might moan just a little. Because you know I love to be called Daddy's girl. And Daddy, you might just take your thumb and gently caress my jaw and slide your hand down a little bit to my neck and my throat as you tilt my head back onto your shoulder. You kiss along my jaw as the water starts to rush over both of us. And Daddy, it would be so, so hot and sexy to feel that warm water sliding all over me and feeling your hot body pressed up against my back. It would feel delicious, Daddy, to feel your kisses along my jaw as you turn my face towards you so you can kiss me on the mouth. And Daddy, I love how you tease me with kisses. Just little tiny licks and sucks. Just enough for me to know who's the boss here. And although, Daddy, I do like to pretend that I am the boss, we all know it's really you. As I'm laying here, Daddy, describing this to you, I have to tell you that I'm starting to get a little warm. And I'm starting to get a little wet. And I hope you're still imagining, Daddy, that, well, I don't have to roll over to get comfortable. I hope you're still imagining, Daddy, that I'm where you are right now. On my knees, describing all of this to you. And I hope, Daddy, in your pants right now, your dick is starting to get aroused and hard, and is starting to drip my favorite treat, that little bit of pre-cum. I do love to watch that drop fall and drip all the way down your cock, Daddy. It's so fucking hot. But back to our little shower. So, Daddy, as you kiss me, maybe one hand comes from my neck and my throat and slides and starts cupping my breast, Daddy. Because you know how hard my nipples get for you. And you know how I like to twist them and pull them and tug on them. I like to feel the little pinch. Because it just, I can feel it all the way down in my clit when you do that, Daddy. I love it. As we talked about, I can have you play with my nipples all day. And the good thing, Daddy, is that they're yours to play with. That's the benefit of being Daddy's girl. And I can also imagine, Daddy, that you just let one hand just roam all over my tummy. Just a little bit further down, just to start to tease the top of my mound and my little curls that are there, Daddy. And then I can imagine that I might start swaying a little bit in your arms, Daddy, because I can't ever really stay still unless I'm tied down. as I'm doing that, Daddy, though, my butt and my ass, we'll call it, because I know that's what you like to call it. It's just rubbing back and forth across your hard cock. And Daddy, I can feel you growing harder and starting to stand at attention against my crack, Daddy. I guess my body feels good against yours. And you like touching me. And Daddy, I imagine that you take the soap from me and you slowly start to wash me. You can either use my little poof or my washcloth. But Daddy, you might be adventurous this time and just soap your hands so that you have direct contact with my skin at all times. And I'm breathing in because I'm imagining the scent of the lavender as you soap your hands. And you just go right back to my tummy with both hands now. As you just soap up my chest, Daddy, all the way up my torso, gently cupping my breasts in your hands, just feeling their weight, pinching my nipples and tugging on them, before you just come up and come over my shoulders and slowly down my arms, Daddy. And it'd feel amazing, Daddy, if you would entwine your fingers with mine as we get to my fingertips and my fingers. It's like feeling your hand and mine together. It feels safe, Daddy, when you hold my hand like that. And I can imagine as you're holding my hands, you wrap both arms around me. You just slowly start to nibble and suck on my neck. And Daddy, I think you would let go and grab some more soap. Because the rest of me needs to be clean, Daddy. And I can imagine that you soap your hands up really, really well. And then you just let them slide down. Right until you get to my pussy. Daddy, I love to feel your hand cupping my pussy. Just holding it there. It's the warmth of your hand in that hot water. And those soapy bubbles. Just start to clean me, Daddy. All the little crevices. As you just dip your finger lightly right around my little hole. And maybe you turn me sideways, Daddy, so that you can take soap in your other hand and start to wash my ass, Daddy. So your hands meet between my legs as you soap me up nice and good, Daddy. Both hands and both fingers just rimming around both of my holes, Daddy. And then maybe you turn me to face you and press me against you, and I can feel now your hard cock on my tummy as you soap my back. And then you reach down as you slide that soap all over me and cup my ass cheeks in both of your hands and give them a nice, hard squeeze. Unfortunately, Daddy, now that I'm very soapy down there, the soap is just dripping down my legs, but that's not good enough for you, Daddy. Because you might just kneel or squat down, whatever's easier. And gently soap my legs all the way down to my feet, Daddy, and you might have me lift one foot as you gently clean my feet, Daddy, and slide your soapy fingers between my toes. But don't tickle, Daddy. I'm very, very tickly down there. But then, Daddy, as you hold the handheld shower head, you rinse me off, making sure to get all of that soap off of me. You see the little glint in my eye, my flirty eyes, as I grab the soap, and now it's time to soap you, Daddy. I love taking care of my daddy like this. I love to please Daddy and to be able to take such pleasure of my own and giving Daddy a shower. It just makes me feel so good, Daddy. It makes me feel like you're a good girl. How's that cock doing over there, Daddy? Maybe if you're still imagining me on my knees in front of you with your cock out and breathing, maybe I'm just gently rubbing my hand up and down that hard cock as I finish telling you the story. Maybe, Daddy, I take that bar of soap and I start at your shoulders. Maybe I push you back a little bit so that you're leaning against the wall. And that means I have total access to the front of you. As I wash my hands over your chest, I love running my hands over your chest, Daddy, because it's my special place to sleep. And I want to make sure it's clean and cozy for my next nap, Daddy. Maybe I gently slide my hands all around your belly. Tease your belly button just a little bit. Just getting a chuckle out of you as you watch me, Daddy. I love when your eyes are on me and I have all of your attention. That's usually what makes me blush, Daddy. When I have your full attention and I feel your gaze on me. And Daddy, maybe I might soothe my hands with soap all over your hips, but I won't touch that hard cock of yours yet, Daddy. I know it's begging for me. And I love that I would be able to see just a little bit of pre-cum. Oh, right on the tip. And I might look up at you and lick my lips, because you know that I know that that pre-cum is for me. All that hard work I'm doing to arouse you, Daddy. Maybe I'll wash down your thighs, wash down your calves, wash your feet, Daddy. Now I'm on my knees in the shower. My mouth right on level with your cock, Daddy. As I run my hands back up your legs. And Daddy, before I soap that hard dick of yours, I think I need just to lick that pre-cum off the tip. What do you think, Daddy? Do you think I should do that? Do you think I should be your good girl and lick all of that cum off there? Because you know, Daddy, that's my favorite treat. Maybe, Daddy, I swirl my tongue all around the tip, making sure I get all of it. And if I'm a good girl at sucking and licking, I know that means I'll get another little drop Daddy, I'm curious. How's your cock doing over there? So I'm describing this, Daddy. Do you have some pre-cum for me? Is your cock straining to get out of your pants? Have you already taken it out, Daddy? Because I'm already playing with my clit. I've been rubbing it the entire time I've been telling you about this. And I'm starting to get really, really wet. Daddy, I would love just to fill your cock with my soapy hands. And just run them all over you, making sure, Daddy, that I do exactly what a good girl should and clean her daddy very, very well. And Daddy, I might have to cup your balls as I clean them. Just hold their weight in my hand and look up at you, Daddy, as I rub your cock with my hand up and down. And just gently run my fingers over your balls. Would you like that, Daddy? And then I might have to get that handheld and slowly rinse you off from top to bottom. Just letting that shower head do the work as it feels like little raindrops just flowing all over you. But Daddy, I don't know if you can stand being teased any longer, Daddy. So I think you just push that shower head right out of my hands. Push me against the wall. So I'm laying flat against it, breasts to the wall. As you push me down a little bit to arch my back. And you pull my thighs so that I step back a little bit. And Daddy, I think I'll let out a little squeal and a little whimper as you slide that hard, that really hard cock right inside my tight little pussy. Oh, Daddy, you imagine how good that would feel to have your hard cock inside of me. It's like a warm glove, Daddy. Tight. Wet. Trying to squeeze you, Daddy. Trying to milk you from inside, Daddy. Because I love having your dick inside of me in the shower. As all of that hot water just flows over us. Daddy, maybe you might pin my hands on either side of my head as you lean forward. And I can't wait, Daddy, until you start whispering all those filthy fucking things in my ears. Because I am your girl, Daddy. And I love when you talk dirty to me. And I bet the first thing you're going to say is, "How's Daddy's girl now?" You give that little evil chuckle. Because you know I'm pinned. And you know I'm stuffed. And you know I don't want to be anywhere else. And Daddy, I would love it if you start fucking me. Just moving in and out, nice and slow to tease me. And maybe you take my hands into both of them into one of yours, so you have a free hand, Daddy. And maybe you just move that finger down to my pretty little clit that is just hard as a little rock. Just wants all the attention, Daddy. And I have to tell you right now, though, my clit is swollen. And and it's loving the attention that I'm giving it with my finger. But Daddy, it's not you. That's the only problem, Daddy. It's not the same when I do it as when you do it. Because I know exactly what to do to get myself off. And I know, Daddy, that you know too. But it just feels different when it's you. And it feels different when you're wrapped around me. And I'm just in your arms and you're touching my pussy and you're playing with my clit. And it just feels different when I can feel your energy. And it just feels different when I can feel your hot breath in my ear, just whispering all of those naughty little things about how I'm a good, good little girl for Daddy. But sometimes I can be such a naughty little girl. And how sometimes I can be such a good little whore for you, Daddy. All of those things that you know get me wet. Especially when you call me your whore, Daddy. And your cum slut. And your naughty little girl. You know I love those things, Daddy. I love all of those things. Oh, I'm rubbing my clit faster. I'm hoping, Daddy, that as you're listening, you're jerking that cock for me. Because I love watching a man play with his cock. It's so sexy. Just watching that hand go up and down. Because you know exactly how you need to be touched. You know exactly how much pressure to apply. And I love, Daddy, when a little bit of pre-cum just sneaks out of that top. And you just take your thumb as you're gripping your dick and just rub your thumb right around the tip to spread that pre-cum in. Oh, Daddy, that is so fucking hot. I'm just imagining you do that now, Daddy, as I'm telling you this little fantasy of mine. I would love to watch you do that, Daddy. Just hold your cock deep in your hand and your fist and just slide it right up and rub that thumb right around the tip. Oh, that's hot, Daddy. So fucking hot. My little clit, I don't know if it can take it. I don't know if it can take any more storytelling. It's at the point right now where I'm close to coming, but I might want to edge. Do I want to do that, Daddy? Or do you want me to come for you? I know Daddy likes it when I come. I know I'm Daddy's best good girl when I come. Maybe, Daddy, if you're still imagining that I'm between your legs as you're listening to this and you're playing with my hair, maybe, Daddy, I'll reach over and start sucking your dick for you. So that you can enjoy my voice. But you can also enjoy my mouth, Daddy. And maybe you're imagining that you're fucking me in the shower. Playing with my clit. And maybe you're imagining, too, that I'm on my knees right in front of you at work. Sucking your dick. As I'm telling you all about my fantasy. But I hope right now though, Daddy, in real time, you're playing with that cock because it needs to come. And that cock needs to come for its baby girl. Because Daddy, your little girl needs to come. Your good girl needs to come for you. It's been too long, Daddy, since I came for you. And Oh, I need it. My hips are starting to move. And I'm getting wetter by the moment. Oh, I'm getting close, Daddy. Oh, do you want me to come for you? Do I have permission to come, Daddy? I know you said as long as I record it, I'm able to come. So I'm so glad that I can do this for you. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh. Daddy, I wish you were here right now. And it was you that was playing with my clit. And it was you that was sliding a finger inside of my G-spot. And playing with my G-spot. Oh, Daddy, I have to kick the covers off because it's so hot. Oh, well, that ceiling fan feels good as it's covering me with cool air. Oh, Daddy. Oh, God, it feels good to come for you. I want you to come too, Daddy, though. This is our time. Me and you. Nobody else. Just me and you. This is our time together. And I want you to come too, Daddy. I want you to let all of that come out of that hard dick of yours. So I can watch, Daddy, and know that I did that. And that's for me. Because I'm such a good little girl for you, Daddy. That's what I need. I need my daddy to come. And I'll come too, Daddy, I promise. I'm playing with my clit so fast right now. Oh, I can feel all the little vibrations deep inside of me. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, I'm getting closer. Oh, Daddy, I think I'm gonna squirt. You know, I was thinking it would be really hot. And again, there's no pressure for you to do this. But it would be really, really hot if you either DM me with either, there's some voice apps out there. I think it's called like Vocaroo or something. Or if you follow me on IG, Daddy, you can send me a voice memo. But I would love to hear you say just one thing. How's Daddy's girl doing today? And you can say that as sexy as you want. But that would be a little treat for me to hear that, Daddy. Because the next time I create another memo for you, I'll have your voice in my head. But again, no pressure. I wouldn't want you to feel like you have to. But if you're feeling adventurous, that could be a lot of fun. So I hope you have a great day, Daddy. And I hope you enjoyed your orgasm. Because I know I did. Take care, Daddy.